Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you back with me. I am so glad to be back with you as we get ready to de-stress. That's right, we need to de-stress, and it doesn't just happen by accident. We need to take steps to de-stress. Let me let you on a little bit more of this music. Descarga by Pancho Sanchez. Just a little bit more so we can help you de-stress just before we get into the conversation and talk about some of the whys and hows and wherefores and all of that. I definitely appreciate Mr. Gregory Stafford for permitting us to use his song No One Else for our theme song that you heard in those very first seconds of the opening of the program. And now Pancho Sanchez and Company. I mentioned some time ago, actually a few times, that part of the reason that I really like playing the music, letting the music play from time to time, is because I really enjoy it, but also because we have members of the Speaking With community who have let me know that they really enjoy hearing the music. That's another reason that you'll often hear me say that I usually refer to Speaking With Carl Thornton Jr. as a program rather than as a talk show. Technically, it is a talk show, but even more than that, it is a program that is designed to feature great music as well as helpful conversation. With both the music and the conversation designed to help build us as individuals, as family, as community, to help make life better. Yeah, so I'll be definitely letting you hear more of this as we go throughout the hour. Now let's get some help from Everyday Health as we look at this whole issue of stress. And you know what I'd like to ask you right about now? How many of you have experienced some stress this week? I don't even want to go as far back as the beginning of the year. Let's be even more current than that. This week, have any of you experienced stress? And if so, what kind of stress? Or, to put it another way, what has been the source of that stress? Maybe family members? I'm laughing, but I know that family members can be a source of stress. Spouses, children, parents. Yes, let's go ahead and admit it, ladies and gentlemen. We do not always get it right as parents. Sometimes we make the wrong call by mistake. We really do mean well, but we just didn't make the right call this time. And then the unfortunate truth, another unfortunate truth, is that we have a number of parents who make bad calls on purpose and stress the children out. We have spouses who sometimes just make the wrong call unintentionally, truly mean well, but just this time made the wrong call, or again, made the wrong call. Something about being human that makes us also flawed. And so even on, you know, when we're trying to be at our best, we sometimes mess up. And then again, another unfortunate truth, we have many spouses who deliberately make a mess of the relationship, and as a result, stress. And isn't it interesting how so many married people are so perfectly willing to cause stress for themselves. If that's what it takes to get the pleasure out of this current bad decision, this activity that they want to engage in, that they know is wrong. No question in their minds about it. They know it's wrong. But for now, they're going to get pleasure out of it. So they don't care about the rules. They don't care about boundaries. All they care about in the moment is the pleasure that they're going to get in the moment. And the pleasure of the memories as they think back on this dark activity that they're getting ready to engage in. They're already planning for the day that, you know, a week from now, looking back on this dark moment with pleasure. Unfortunately, we have many spouses, male and female, who are just like that, will deliberately mess things up and cause stress. And like I said, not only stress for the spouse whom they've mistreated in whatever way, but also for themselves when the drama comes back to them for having done what they will have done. Co-workers, politicians, who are the sources of your stress this week? And I'm starting from Sunday this time. Normally, of course, our program runs Monday through Sunday. But let's just start for Sunday, since that's the first day of the week for many of you. We're only into Tuesday, not quite halfway through the week. Has anybody caused you stress yet? Maybe you've done something that has caused you stress already this week. Well, we began this discussion earlier in the week, Thursday, as a matter of fact, and we're continuing to look at this whole issue of stress. We need to be talking about this quite a bit, ladies and gentlemen, because, as I've shared with you before, we're going to have more and more people who are going to be deliberately turning up the heat and causing more stress. We're going to have more and more politicians doing that on purpose. More and more, you're going to see family members not caring about the stress that they bring on anyone in the household, whether spouses, parents, spouses, children, you name it, they're just not going to care. And people are going to be making more and more decisions that are going to be causing more and more stress. I'm just letting you know that. And so it's really going to behoove us to have ways of dealing with the stress. And so that's why I talk about it so much. It is a health matter. It is truly a health matter. As a matter of fact, you know, we've talked about some of the impacts that stress can have on us. Causes and solutions to chronic stress are a mixture of socioeconomic, environmental, genetic, physical, and spiritual factors. It is really great if you're able to listen in sometimes to the Spiritual Perspectives episodes that I feature on the program to have more opportunities to, you know, get a grasp on what's happening in the spiritual realm. They're not kidding when they say causes and solutions to chronic stress are a complex mixture of socioeconomic, environmental, genetic, physical, and spiritual factors. So you get an opportunity, if you're able to hear it when we bring it up, usually on Sundays, and then again on Wednesdays, we feature Spiritual Perspectives. And you can catch it on Sundays from 1 until 2 p.m., sometimes from 2 until 3 p.m., but usually from 1 until 2, and then on Wednesdays from 1 until 2. Also, and of course, that's at 1550 a.m., The Voice. And if for whatever reason you're not able to catch it by way of radio, feel free to go to speakingwith.com, go to the link listen online at your convenience. And again, you can just choose, just scroll down to a Sunday or a Wednesday and look for Spiritual Perspectives. Or you can just type Spiritual Perspectives into your search bar and bring up a number of Spiritual Perspectives episodes and just look at the topics, topic titles, and choose the one of your liking. But we do deal with spiritual matters specifically on Sundays. And it's not always about the spirit realm, but it does have to do with life from a biblical / spiritual perspective. All right. Now, that said, let's take a look at the survey that the panel asked survey respondents. One of those being, if stressed, are you more likely to put your needs first or last? Now, before we take a look at the responses, I want you to respond to that. If you are stressed, are you more likely to put your own needs first or last? And then let me add this question to it. Why? Or to put it another way, what motivates you to put your needs either first or last when you're stressed? You're stressed, and you either put your needs first or last. What motivates you to do one or the other? Well, with regards to this survey, 65% of women and 49% of men said that they put their needs, and you fill in the blank for me. Did they say they put their needs first, or did they say they put their needs last? 65% of the women in this survey and 49% of the men said that they put their needs, many of you got it, last. Even in this age where it seems like so many people are so self-centered, 65% of women, 49% of men, when stressed, put their needs last. Looking across age groups, millennials, ages 22 to 37, and women in particular, are on the menu as the new stressed out sandwich generation, caring for parents and grandparents. Sandwich generation. You remember what that means. Basically, they're taking care of those who are within their immediate households, you know, themselves and their children, but they're also taking care of parents who came before them, grandparents who came before them. So they're taking care of self. They're right there in the middle. They're taking care of their children who came after them, but they're also taking care of parents and or grandparents who came before them. They're right in the middle of their children and their parents and or grandparents. And again, the millennials are the new stressed out sandwich generation. They're starting families. They're launching into jobs. They're launching into careers. For 68% of millennial women and 69% of Gen X women, Generation X, aging from 38 to 53, put themselves last when stressed, along with 48% and 50% of the men, respectively. Taking care of their own needs before those of others just is not part of their life skills recipe. Is that good or is that bad? Would you say it's neither good nor bad? It just is. Well, stay with me. Dr. Heidi Hanna, founder and CEO of Synergy, which is a consulting company that provides brain-based health and performance programs for organizations. She says it should be. In other words, taking care of your own needs before those of others is the way it should be. She says that we don't always recognize or even want to recognize that caring, as in caregiving, for someone we love, wears on us physically and emotionally. The percentage of their survey respondents who listed caring for loved ones as a stressor seems to be stuck across all demographic groups at 16%. a low result due, some of the experts surmised, to both ambiguous wording, because caring could include child care, for example, and their respondents' sense that caregiving for a loved one is an obligation that they just naturally assume. And so if you're naturally assuming a responsibility, especially one such as giving care for a loved one, how could that possibly count as a stressor? I would imagine, too, that some people get stuck, caught up here. Even if they see how it can be a stressor, they may feel guilty acknowledging that caring for their loved one, giving that care, that special care, is stressing them out. And if they're feeling guilty about it, they may not want to admit that caring for their parent, caring for their grandparent, is stressful. The reality is that many studies have shown caregivers to be at heightened risk of chronic stress-induced conditions. And of course, remember, basically speaking, when the stress is chronic, that means it is ongoing. It is constant. And one study showed that caregivers had a 23% higher level of stress hormones and a 15% lower level of antibody responses than non-caregivers. Dr. Ann is pointing out, you know, those antibodies help us fight infections and things like that. And caregivers had a 15% lower level of antibody responses than those who are not caregivers. Over time, elevated stress hormones can lead to high blood pressure and high glucose levels, increasing the risk of hypertension and diabetes. Poorer immune response can make people more vulnerable to infections, such as the flu, even after a flu shot. Similarly, their survey showed that 63% of caregivers were likely to be stressed, compared with 40% of non-caregivers. 40% is not a good number, but I tell you, 63% is certainly a worse number. More on stress when we come back in just a few.